Dr. Pinsky dictating email, IME, I'm John Carr, C-A-R-R. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Carr as described in the reports cited above. But these pertain to multiple injuries he claimed to have sustained while at work. One of my evaluations pertain to the current subject event, Form 6-19-17. Pretty is now a 58-year-old male who again reports he injured his right shoulder on that occasion when he fell off of a truck. Pretty had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn biceps, comma, labrum, comma, and rotator cuff. Pretty is repaired surgically. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph. And as my understanding, he received an order approving settlement for 25% permanent partial total disability based upon orthopedic residuals of a right shoulder biceps labral complex tear, comma, subscapularis tear status post right shoulder arthroscopic extensive debridement, comma, arthroscopic rotator cuff repair and open biceps tenodesis. Pretty then reopened his claim. Period. New paragraph on .242. He had orthopedic evaluation with Dr. Lazarus. Period. He noted performing surgery on the petitioner's shoulder in September 2017. Period. At that time, he had an upper scapularis repair arthroscopically and had moderate degenerative arthritis on both sides of his joint. Pretty underwent unopened biceps tenodesis at that time. Pretty had done very well after surgery and was discharged from care in March 2018. Pretty over the last 7 months, he noticed stiffness and pulling in front of his shoulder. Pretty there was no new traumatic event. Pretty has been working very hard, but there was otherwise no change in his activity level. Period. Dr. Lazarus repeated x-rays of the shoulder that showed very minimal glenohumeral arthritis. Pretty saw the anchor hole for subscapularis repair and the biceps tenodesis hole. Pretty upon exam, he had a 2 vertebral interspace loss and internal rotation at 10 degrees, loss of internal rotation in abducted position with all of his other motions completely symmetric to the left. Period strength was 5/5. Period. The only maneuver that generated discomfort was bicep stress, and only mild discomfort. Period. There was some mild scapular dyskinesis, but no true winging. Period. He explained, it is very unusual for somebody to develop biceps pain later after a successful bicep tenodesis. Period. But frankly, by today's examination, it was the only thing he could find causing pain. Period. A course of physical therapy was then ordered. Period. This was going to be 4 weeks in length, and I had the expectation he would become pain-free in 4 weeks. But if he was not, then a new MRI would be taken and a corticosteroid injection instilled. Period. The petitioner did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed callus formation on his palms. Period. That was healed. Open surgical scarring anteriorly, longitudinally about the right shoulder into the axilla, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active right shoulder abduction was 105 degrees with tenderness and flexion to 145 degrees and external rotation to 75 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all individual spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L2 and on the left to T12. Period motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period he had tenderness, palpation about the right bicipital groove, but there was none on the left. Period. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Spine cervical. Bilateral rotation was 65 degrees, but motion was otherwise full. Was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic normal. Under general appearance, he states he currently drives a bulk truck, but this does not involve any lifting or frequent getting up and down from his truck. Period. He has 7 years until he can retire. Period. Due to his elevated blood pressure, he was advised to seek attention with his primary care physician at his earliest convenience. Period. Impressions. John Carr injured his right shoulder at work on 6/19/17. That will be marked from my 4/13/18 report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement. Period. He then reopened his claim. Period. He returned to Dr. Lazarus, who had previously performed surgery on the shoulder. Period. Mr. Carr had a peculiar presentation. Period. Several weeks of additional physical therapy were rendered. Period. At the time of Dr. Lazarus' exam, the petitioner had full range of motion and good strength. Period. This currently belies his active decreased range of motion about the right shoulder associated with tenderness. Period. He did have intact strength and provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same as will be marked. That is the end.